Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I was going to try to return to the big picture in my question, and Senator Lugar really expanded the vision there. What I would like to do is, you know, there's a lot of things I'd like to get into with the panel. We can do it after the hearing and in our dealings. Mr. Pickles raised the broad question of the need for a completely new regulatory system, a 21st century regulatory system for financial markets, and I totally agree with that. We've got the issue of customized derivatives that we've already gone into somewhat, and the issue of naked short selling and just what that is and how we should approach all of these transactions. But I've only just got a few minutes left in my final question period, and what I would like to do is to return to the first question of the hearing, or the purpose of the hearing, and ask each of you, if you just take a minute or so, try to be as succinct as you can, because I'm going to ask all of you to respond, but what is the role of derivatives in the current credit crisis? We've talked a lot in the context of that. You know, Mr. Black in his testimony reminded us that mortgage-backed securities are a derivative, and we've got the collateralized debt obligations, and we've got credit default swaps. And I guess I really would like to focus my question on what is the role of mortgage-backed securities and credit collateralized debt obligations versus the role of credit default swaps in terms of the economic circumstances that we face today. Big picture, Mr. Radhakrishnan.
Thank you for that question, Senator Crapo. I prefer to answer your broader question.
Sure.
Because I'm not that familiar with mortgage-backed securities and so on, but I think my understanding has always been that the role of derivatives is to enable people to manage risk and to allow people who are willing to take on that risk to do so for a price. And I think that's been the hallmark of, you know, trading on our markets. And it's allowed people to expand their business. But I think you've correctly asked the right question, which is, if it doesn't do that but does something else, then does it serve a purpose? And I guess that's why we're here.
Thank you very much. Mr. Duffy.
Senator, you asked what the role of derivatives is, and I think it's really important to distinguish the difference between derivatives. And there's two sets, obviously. There's the unregulated derivatives, and then there's the regulated derivatives. Everything that we've heard today from a lot of the witnesses from the first panel, I think we're referring to unregulated derivatives. I don't think anybody has made any mention about regulated derivatives and what role they play on a negative side. I think everyone understands that these products play a huge role in the risk management for corporations and businesses all throughout the world. And that's exactly what we have at the CME Group. We have all these different benchmark products. So again, I think the role of regulated derivatives plays a crucial role in the economy here in the U.S., and I think it's benefited the taxpayers immensely over the years by letting people compete for treasuries on the regulated market, such as the Board of Trade, where the government could buy debt much cheaper. So there is a lot of positives to these listed products.
Thank you. Mr. Pickle?
Senator Crapo, to answer your specific question about mortgage-backed securities, CDOs, versus credit default swaps, as I mentioned, the mortgage-backed securities, CDOs, are securities. They are packaged together as securities. They're distributed as securities. And typically, from the bank's perspective, let's say, in going back to Chairman Harkin's chart, you've got those mortgages that are packaged into some kind of security. By putting those mortgages into a special purpose vehicle, the bank can basically get those off of its books into this SPV and often will arrange the underwriting of that and distribution of that. With a credit default swap, and this is a critical difference, again, it is a bilateral contract, that bank is, first of all, they're typically maintaining, and let's take the example of a borrower that the bank has lent to, they're maintaining that relationship. Even if they've bought 100% protection in the credit default swap market, they still have the loan on the books. They have to maintain that relationship. Furthermore, they've paid money. To buy that protection. It's not cost-free. They've got to pay money to the protection seller to get that protection. And furthermore, and this is very important, they are taking on credit exposure, additional credit exposure to the protection seller. And so anybody who's using these credit default swaps needs to understand that very dynamic nature. It is quite different from taking the obligations and putting them into an SPV and distributing them via securities networks.
Thank you. Mr. Short?
I would concur in part with what Mr. Duffy said. I would first like to say I don't think I'm qualified to address the broader question of the exact role that mortgage-backed securities and CDS have played in the current financial crisis. But I guess I would note that derivatives in and of themselves are not bad. They serve very useful purposes. They allow parties to shift risk and ultimately allow businesses to operate more efficiently. I mean, you know, talking about mortgage-backed securities, you know, they probably allowed Americans to get cheaper mortgages than they otherwise would have gotten. I think the real issue here is when you have derivatives and you don't have appropriate transparency, you don't have appropriate controls, you don't have appropriate risk intermediation, that's where the problems really arise. But it's not the derivative itself, it's how they're regulated and ultimately overseen.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.